Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews, which, of course, in the last year, we've been doing remotely. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we are going to bring you part of a conversation and some of the live music that we did with the international star singer, Grammy winner, Angelique Kidjo. Born and raised in Benin, Angelique, in normal times, is a neighbor of mine in Brooklyn and a regular visitor to our WNYC studios in Lower Manhattan. But she's been spending the pandemic at her place in Paris, and what you're about to hear was done for and with Carnegie Hall. Last spring, when everything shut down, Carnegie moved some of its programming online, and they invited me to host this show with Angelique Kidjo, drawn from the music that she was going to present on their stage and then no longer could. The series was called Live with Carnegie Hall, and you can watch and hear the whole thing online, but here's a short soundcheck edit of our program with Angelique Kidjo. It begins with her performance of a song made famous by the great South African singer Miriam Makeba, the song called Malaika.
Malaika! Nakupenda Malaika! Malaika! Nakupenda Malaika! Yinge kuwa mariwe! Pesa sasubu waroho nyengu Pesa sasubu waroho nyengu Na mirifanyeche Ki kijana mwesi ya wo Nashindwa na malisi na we Ingekuwa malaika Nashindwa na malisi na we Ingekuwa malaika Kirege Hukuwasa kirege Kikitege Hukuwasa kirege Na mirifanyeji Kijana mwezi yo Nashindwa na malisi na we Chonkli Yinge kuwa malaika Nashindwa na malisi na we Yinge kuwa malaika Yinge kuwa malaika Yinge kuwa malaika Yinge kuwa malaika
Angelique Kidjo performing In her home in Paris, the song is Malaika with Dominique James playing the guitar. And for those people who don't know the song Malaika, why was this such an important song for you to have on this program?
Malaika is a song that I start hearing when I started singing and hearing it, I was 9 years old. It was really important to me because it was one of those songs that I started singing, feeling that I have to sing. I have to become a singer at that age without knowing it, because the favorite song of my mother. She keep on telling me she's going to turn 94. The day I die, I want you to sing that song. And I don't know if I can pull that together. But Malaika means my angel. I love you, my angel. It's a love song. And today, more than ever, we need some love songs. We need to remember that COVID-19 is a stop on the way, but love can get us through everything.
And the song is associated with one singer in particular, right?
Yeah, Miriam Makeba was the one that made that song really, really familiar. Miriam Makeba, I call her my mother of music, my godmother of music too, because I have such an admiration and respect for that woman, for all she sacrificed, for her people to know about the struggle of her people back home in South Africa. And America has welcomed her, and she became the voice of an African woman that made me realize as a teenager that one day I can be that kind of person. I can be a girl, a woman, a mother, a singer, and an international artist. And I can't thank her enough for the strength and the empowerment that she didn't even know she was instilling in me when I was a young girl going through, when I was a teenager, when people were calling me prostitute when I come back from school because I was a singer, because I was marriable at that time, and because puberty kicked in. Miriam Makeba has always been my compass to keep focused, going. Just do what you gotta do. As long as you're singing from your heart, you're gonna be okay.
Well, and she did spend time here in the United States at a very important time in the civil rights movement. And that was one of the ideas in your Daughter of Independence concert, was the parallel streams between the African independence movement in West Africa and the civil rights movement happening simultaneously, basically, here in the States.
Yeah, I think that no human being can live without freedom. It's impossible, because we are born free. No child has been born to this world with shackle on the ankle or hands. And anyone that thinks that can take your freedom away, they just fool themselves, because one day gonna come. Because if you take my freedom, you take your freedom. You're not free too. And I think that moment, I wanted to celebrate it because I didn't know much about the struggle of the civil right of my brothers and sisters here in America, till I moved to America. And it has been an eye-opening for me. And I started doing research, and I realized that those two fights were going in parallel. We in Africa, we don't know the struggle the African-American has gone through. And we cannot let that memory disappear. We need to connect and tell the story strongly. And we need to be an example for people that are being oppressed as we speak. We need to be the face of freedom for everyone. I think that if I'm not free, John, you are not free. If John, you are not free, I am not free. So that's where I decide to do those two, to bring those two subjects together, because we wanted freedom. And African-American also wanted freedom. And that was our born right.
That movement of music across the Atlantic, talk about how important that has been to you.
Well, it's been very important to me because knowing the story of slavery was through music. Till I saw Jimi Hendrix's big afro on a cover, I never heard. That was the first time I was 9 years old that I heard African-American, where I was saying to my brother back then, how can somebody be African-American, two different continents? I'm 9 years old, but I'm not stupid. But it didn't ring with me because I was raised in a family where my parents have taught me that a human being is not a matter of color. I grew up colorblind. And from that moment on, I started doing research. I did a trilogy of albums, tracing the roots of slavery back through music. And my first stop was in America. And I worked with people like Kelly Price, Kenny Kirkland, Branford Marsalis, Questlove, a lot of musicians, because I wanted us to start this conversation. And it's a way for me to heal the pain and also to heal the divide. And the back and forth call and response that comes from Africa influenced greatly the music of America. And everywhere you see that call and response in every music, in Brazilian music, in the Caribbean music, in the Cuban music, history have set us apart. But our root, deep roots of music has come from Africa.
You mentioned, you know, this idea of African music being so vitally important to music in the Caribbean and Cuba and places like that. Then Cuban music moved back across the Atlantic and deeply inspired music in Central Africa, in West Africa.
Yeah.
And you have done a tribute to the great Cuban singer Celia Cruz, which kind of points to all those connections, it seems.
I mean, Celia for me was an eye-opening, because salsa for a long time, I thought, was only the music for male. It's male-dominated form of music till today. You barely see any salsa band with any woman playing cowbell or playing the piano. It's changing, but it's changing really slowly. So for me, I grew up saying, oh, I love salsa, but as a woman, I can't sing. We have all of them. Baba Mal starts singing salsa. Yusun Duo do salsa. Salif Keita, everywhere, every man, they start the career doing salsa. And one day, Celia Cruz, I saw Celia Cruz on stage. I thought she was going to be a backing singer, because I bet with my friend, they say, no, she can't sing. I mean, she's a back. And she walk on stage and go, Asuka, with that big headdo. I'm like, oh, baby.
Well, also, Celia Cruz could not sing without moving. And you're the same way.
Oh, yeah, baby. Why should I sing and not move? Am I alive or dead?
Well, even when you're stuck at home, we see you moving around in this this live performance of a song closely associated with Celia Cruz. Here's Angelique Kidjo's version of Bemba Colora.
Para mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora. Para mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora. Canta tu rumba. Canta tu son, tu guarachita, y tu danson ahí pa' mí. Tú no eres nada, tú tienes la bemba colora. Bemba colora, pa mí tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora, canta tu rumba, canta tu son, tu guarachita y tu danzón ahí. Pa mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora. Colora.
Para mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora.
Oye, negro, tú no has visto la bemba. Oye, tú tienes la bemba colora.
Para mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colora.
Recoge, recoge, recoge la bemba y tú no eres nada. Tú no has visto la bemba que es colora. Tu bemba, mira, mira, te creció la bemba. Pa mí no vale más porque tu bemba colora, tu bemba colora, tu bemba colora. Oye, negrito, tu bemba, bemba colora. Bemba colora. Bemba colora.
I can't sit still.
No, you can't. If you're not standing upright, you're jumping and dancing. And so Bamba Colora, a song associated with the great Cuban singer Celia Cruz. You chose 10 of her songs. One of our watchers, one of our listeners on Facebook asks, how did you choose the 10 songs for the Celia Cruz project?
It has been easy and not easy. Because there's so many songs of Celia that I love. And on the way of working with the producer, as I'm explaining to her, I want to take Celia back to Africa. We start dwelling back in the 50s in her music. And because she never shied away from her African heritage. And there are certain songs I would touch them and they won't work. And I'm like, Celia don't want me to sing this song. And then some of them are like, boom, just work. And I say, the one that comes in are organically there that really represent the spirit of Celia. That's what she wanted me to do. So that's what I did.
Well, and that sounds a lot like the way you talked about the Talking Heads record, Remain in Light, when you recast that entire album by David Byrne and Brian Eno and the rest of Talking Heads and really made explicit the West African roots in that were originally in that music to begin with.
Well, the album of the Talking Heads at that time was influenced by Fela's music. At that time, they were...
Fela Kuti, the great Nigerian band leader.
They were listening to Aphrodisiac. And they never tried to copy Fela, they say that. They just wanted to get that kind of vibe that gets you into the music and you don't want to get out of it. And I decided that I was going to take it back to Africa. And what is really important for me is that the music of my continent is keep on being the music that drives every music in the world. The new generation of the young artists that are coming from Africa today, we have to pay special attention to them. Somebody was asking me on Facebook who I would like to collaborate with, all the young artists in Africa. Let's come together and show that Africa is relevant every second, every minute, every day. It has always been, and the technology today will allow us to make that narrative more front and center, and that no one can decide for us anymore who we should be and what we should say.
The world moves on a woman's hips. The world moves and it swivels and bops. The world moves on a woman's hips. The world moves and it bounces and hops. A butterfly, she's gonna open her eyes. A butterfly, she's gonna open her eyes. She's gonna hold it, move it, hold it, move it, hold it, move it, hold it and move it. A butterfly, she's gonna open her eyes. She moving to describe the world. She
you performed Remain in Light in its entirety on stage at Carnegie Hall, brought David Byrne out of the audience, got him singing and dancing with you out there on stage. One of the more interesting recent collaborations you've done is with the composer Philip Glass on his Lodger Symphony. So in a way, you're collaborating not just with Philip Glass, but with David Bowie as well, because Lodger is based on the David Bowie record of that name. So tell us a little bit about how that collaboration has worked.
I mean, it has worked very beautifully because Philip is as curious as I am when it comes to music. And Philip has said that through our collaboration, we start building a bridge on which not many people start walking, because people think that music has to be separate. Classical music has its influence and roots in Africa. For me, no music is impossible for me to do. And Philip has asked me to be the soloist of this new 12th symphony of his, the new one, that has been written by Philip for the 100 year of the Philharmonic, Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And the premiere was January 2019. And
yes.
Then we did that, and it was conducted by John Adams, and it was based on the poetry of David Bowie. You know, you listen to music and you don't pay attention to the poetry. And what really made me love this work that we do together is that I start listening to the words of David Bowie. In Lodger, he's already talking about violence against women. And I'm like, what? He's talking about, being a man. I'm the man.
Boys, Johnny is a man, and he's bigger than her.
Yeah. I go, boy, keep swinging. Boys always work it out. I mean, all those things. And it was also the album, the album he did after he traveled to Kenya. So he starts seeing Africa differently. The questioning about what he heard and what he's witnessing in Africa, he has had the courage to talk about it, which was interesting for me to bring his words to life with Philip's music.
Yeah. So will there be a recording of this coming out commercially?
We're working on it.
Very good. Now, you mentioned before Miriam Makeba, the great South African singer, important role model to you, not just as a musician, but as an activist and as someone who, you know, you saw as a kind of a mentor, someone who gave you an image of what you could be. Do you feel like you need to pass that on to the younger generation, especially of women artists coming out of Africa today?
Oh, yeah. I think that if we want to talk about women's rights, we need every woman to be on board. We need every voice to be heard. And we need on our side men that are not afraid of women. You can marry a woman and be proud of your children if you don't respect the mother of your children. So for me, it's all about being true to yourself. That's why my foundation, Batonga, I started it in 2006 to give access to education to the invisible girls, the one that no one wanna see in the far-reaching villages. And I have to be there with them because they have a brain. And everything we do is with the girls telling us what they need and we answer. I have to give them the chance, as I have been given the chance to be who I am today. If we can collaborate with them and expose them to the larger world, I'm willing to do that.
Well, it's been great having the chance to see some of the evidence of that in the past hour on this edition of Live with Carnegie Hall with Angelique Kidjo, celebrating some of the music from her program called Daughter of Independence, celebrating, Angelique, your birthday, your 60th, and the birthday of 17 African nations all born in the same year, 1960. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And here is kind of Angelique's signature tune to wrap things up. The song is called Afirika.
Tommy de souci à la main, wade, mene manalin da que miton, y fon boro, nyanya, ton rawe, Africa, maybe say ton way, minu make benyanya ton rido. Ashe, mama, Africa, mama, Africa. Chijani, Bamene lefondo no wawe, and I don't know to wake low. You might don't know the wawe, Nio, if for the Africa, maybe say to way, Minu mi benyanya torido. Ashe, mama, Africa, mama, Africa. Show, ni 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 show, Africa, maybe say to where, minu mi benyanya tori dodo. Ashe, mama, Africa, mama, Africa. Ashe, mama, Africa. Oh, mama.
Afirika by Angelique Kidjo. This was a short version of a much longer program in the series called Live with Carnegie Hall. This one also included performances by the Senegalese star Baba Mal and the Nigerian hitmaker Yemi Alade, and you can watch the whole thing on YouTube, Carnegie Hall's YouTube channel. My thanks to the Carnegie staff, especially Sarah Cullen, Abhijit Sengupta, Christopher Amos, and Carolina Mendez. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, and our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer, and by the way, if you'd like to hear more of Angelique Kidjo's live soundcheck performance of songs from her Talking Heads album project, Remain in Light, you can find that on our website at newsounds.org. Once in a life.